Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to take a look at the choice box beef trade last week and the finished cattle trade for week ending October 12th. We'll do that with Ed Serwin with USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed, how do we do?
The spot choice market ended the week at 191.67, which was about $1.70 higher with good volume compared to the previous Friday. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade and the formula trade, was at 191.35, and that compares to 190.25 last week, which was $1.10 higher. The total volume was 7,250 loads, which was about 170 loads better than the previous week. The formula trade ends up around 3,200 loads, which is about steady or probably 50 loads lower than last week. The outfront sales were quite an improvement. There was 1,277 loads. Then that compares to 974 last week, so that's over 300 loads better, which indicates the retailers are taking a little more positive attitude on booking that product a little further in advance. The export sales were the dismal item on the trade this week. There was only 688 loads, and that's about 90 loads lower than last week. And the important item there is that for most of last year, that item was about 1,000 loads a week. So we really are missing that export volume that we enjoyed last year. Taking a look at the primal trade, the rounds and chucks were steady to $3 higher, and the ribs and loins were $1 to $3 higher. So quite an improvement there in all segments of the primal cuts. The 50% trimmings, they were almost a dollar higher for the week. So they also added some to the box beef cutout. Taking a look at the cow cutout, it was steady, and it was based primarily on the 90% trimmings that were up only about 40 cents. So that market pretty much steady. Well, the packers cut their harvest rates again last week, but not near as much as the previous week, and they did that to help support this product, which helped boost it up just a little bit. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the general trend was $1 to $1.50 higher, with Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas all trading cattle $1 higher at $1.25. Nebraska and Colorado traded quite a few cattle at 125, but both of those had a little trade up to 125.5. Iowa traded their live cattle at 122 to 124. Looking at the carcass trade, most of that carcass trade was at 193 to 197.5. The national steer carcass weight was 873 pounds, and that was a drop of 1 pound. And that was influenced by the 7 pound drop in the average live weight from the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico panhandle for that corresponding week. The panhandle compromises about approximately 20% of the total harvest in the United States. So other areas must have had an increase in weight since the national carcass weight only dropped 1 pound when we dropped it 7 pounds live in the panhandle area. The nearby CME closed the week at 123.90, which was up about 85 cents since the previous Friday. Now, taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, the yearling feeders bound for feedlots were mixed and uneven. They were steady to $3 higher over the weekend and early last week, then started to lose some ground midweek and as the week progressed last week. The big news, however, was the big increase in demand for stocker cattle and calves following the recent rains and the improvement in the wheat grazing outlook. The calves were as much as $10 higher in spots across the southern plains. High grain prices make cost of gains from forage-based feeds, particularly wheat, look much more attractive, and therefore there was a lot more buyers out bidding on those lighter calves. The auction steers, the 5 to 600 pound steers, were 141 to 174. Those 7 to 750 pounders were 140 to 150. And those 8 to 850 pound steers at area auctions were 138 to 144. The big news, however, was in the heifer trade. Those 5 to 600 pound heifer calves, they were 134 to 154, and that was clearly $5 to $9 better. Now, taking a look at the Texas direct trade, they had almost 19,000 head in total receipts, which was $2 to $3 higher on much larger volume for current cattle. Those sellers who passed lower bids early last week and were rewarded with higher prices this week. Almost 2,000 head of 750 to 800 pound steers traded at 140 to 145.25 current FOB, with those 725 pound steers trading up as high as 148. The nearby CME ended the week at 143.10, and it was down about $1.70 since the previous Friday, and it was due primarily to a strong rally in the corn market last week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.